Title, Benefits and Considerations for Patent Prosecution under Patent Prosecution Highway in the US, Europe, China, and Singapore. Content, I. Introduction. Patent Prosecution Highway or PPH is a set of initiatives promulgated by participating patent offices around the world to accelerate patent prosecution in countries of the participating patent offices. PPH allows the participating patent offices to share information and to benefit from work performed by other participating patent offices, and thereby reducing examination workload and improving quality of patents. Under PPH, prosecution of a patent application previously filed with a participating patent office can be fast-tracked in another participating patent office if the patent application meets certain requirements. This article provides a brief overview of benefits of filing patent applications under PPH and requirements by which the patent applications must satisfy in order to participate in PPH, too. Benefits of participating in PPH. Filing patent applications under PPH can drastically reduce time it takes to prosecute the patent applications. For example, according to statistics released by China National Intellectual Property Administration, NIPA, an average time to prosecute patent applications filed under PPH, from initial filing to receiving a final decision, e.g., allowance or abandonment, is approximately 11.9 months. In contrast, an average time to prosecute non-PPH patent applications is approximately 22.7 months. 1. Further, according to the statistics, applicants can expect to receive an initial office action in just 2.7 months after filing PPH patent applications compared with 12.5 months for non-PPH patent applications. Moreover, filing patent applications under PPH may provide cost savings to applicants since PPH patent applications need, on average, just one office action before issuance. Finally, an average allowance rate for PPH patent applications is approximately 87.8%, whereas an average allowance rate for non-PPH patent applications is approximately 76.1%. Patent applications filed under PPH with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO, enjoy similar benefits. For example, in the U.S., applicants can expect to receive an initial office action from the USPTO within 2 months of filing. Whereas, for non-PPH patent applications, it takes about a year or so to receive an initial office action from the USPTO. As evident, filing patent applications under PPH provides many benefits. As such, when considering filing patents internationally, applicants are encouraged to inquire whether patent applications can be filed under PPH in countries of interest. 3. Eligibility requirements for PPH. Although requirements to participate in PPH in each of the participating patent offices may differ slightly, some general rules apply. To be eligible for PPH at a participating patent office of interest, at time of filing, applicants are required to show that, 1. A related patent application has been determined by a participating patent office to be patentable, 2. The related patent application includes at least one patentable claim, and, 3. Claims of the patent application must sufficiently correspond to the allowed claims of the related patent application. Once these requirements are met, applicants can apply for PPH by filing a PPH request and providing the participating patent office of interest, 1. Copies of all correspondences of the related patent application, 2. A copy of the allowed claims of the related patent application, and, 3. A claim correspondence table indicating relatedness between the claims of the patent application and the allowed claims of the related patent application. A survey of PPH requirements for various countries is provided below. At United States, the USPTO is a participant of PPH. Requirements for participating in PPH in the United States are as follow. 1. U.S. application shares same earliest date with corresponding offices of earlier examination, OEE, application. 2. The OEE application has been determined to contain at least one patentable claim. 3. Claims of the U.S. application filed with the USPTO sufficiently correspond to claims deemed to be patentable in the OEE application. And, 4. Substantive examination of the U.S. application has not begun. If the above requirements are met, applicants can file a PPH request with the USPTO. The PPH request must be accompanied by 1. The allowable claims of the OEE applica.